This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Dave Hill's podcasting incident on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dave Hill's podcasting incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. I once got to stick my mouth under the soft serve machine at a Dairy Queen just outside of Akron proper. That was only because I jumped behind the counter when they were doing the drive through. Anyway, not proud of it. Facts are facts. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you for joining. Wow, you know what it is, Chris?
Yes.
I just came off an aggressive. I was trying to get where it worked. Lucy is out cold, but right before we hit record on this incredible episode of Dave Hill's podcasting incident, now in its 10th, 11th, I don't even know how many exhilarating years. Mm-hmm. She was really full of gumption. So I was trying to tie her out so we could pot it up, you know?
Yeah.
Pot that go. And it worked. She's totally sitting here lying down sleeping next to me, like out cold. Mm-hmm. It's like a toddler. You know, 1 second.
I wish she was like that when we first started doing this.
What are you saying?
No, because like the first few episodes when we started recording, she was just like a nutcase. Just
recording. Yeah, she wasn't into pod. She didn't really have the.
She's gotten so much. She's gotten so used to it now.
Oh yeah, she's a sweet sweetie. It can't be debated. So yeah, she's now on the couch and just sort of looking at me, just dealing with it basically. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do? Anyway, today we are doing one of our one-on-one, mano-a-mano, Chris and Dave episodes. Mm-hmm. It's 7,000 degrees outside. I'm in my apartment.
Really thought I was done with my air conditioner for the year, but no.
Oh, fancy air conditioner. No, I have an air. Do you have central air, Chris?
Gerson? No, no.
You have a unit.
I have a unit. Who in New York City has central air?
People, those. I bet Todd Barry does. I would bet my balls on it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna.
He seems like someone that lives in like an older apartment.
No, you could not be more wrong. He's probably gonna get mad that I'm even talking about it. I can't.
Does he listen to this?
I doubt it.
Yeah, he'll never know.
But I don't think he'll know. Mm-hmm. But no, I know a few people with central air. Now me, I'm more. I live in an old building, the one you assume Todd lived in. But the reality is, I do.
I live. You in do. It's never on when I'm over there, though.
No. I only wasted on, no, I'm not a big air conditioning guy. I do have it on now. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. Just cause, once it pushes like past 90, I start to freak out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I do have it on today. So there, but yeah, it's a sweltering one. It's Wednesday. When we're recording this, but this will come out Friday the 4th, mm-hmm. like clockwork. Mm-hmm. And I will, when it comes out, we will have had a wild, hopefully a successful, in terms of good times and attendance and whatnot, my New York party for my book, Parking the Moose, which is unleashed on an unsuspecting public, October 8th. Mm-hmm. Will I shut up about it soon, Chris? Probably not.
This is only the beginning.
Oh, it's only the beginning. But, you know, my publisher wrote to me today because they are going, you know, they're coming in from the, because since the book is Canadian themed, it's handled out of the Toronto office of Penguin Random House. And so they're asking me, like, hey, where do we get this and that and this and other thing around Manhattan? And I don't know if this is telling of me or telling of the typical New Yorker, but I can't give them any answers. They're like, hey, where do we get ice? I don't know. I know as well as you do. I don't know. Some store, probably. But I truly have no idea. Where do you get ice?
Deli. Delis, right? Usually have ice.
Oh, it's the deli.
If you need me to bring ice, I can.
No. And then beer. I don't even know where to get beer. I mean, I know where to get beer, but we're going to have Canadian beer. So I'm like, where are we going to get Canadian beer?
What kind? Are you going to get like Molson, Labatt?
I guess we'll get some of that, but I kind of want to get, go a little fancy.
Yeah.
You know, get some of those Canadian craft brews happening.
Yeah.
But I don't know where to do that.
I don't either. And it's in the South Street Seaport, right? So
it's at McNally Jackson in the South Street Seaport for Fulton Street, 7 p.m. Oh, it will have already happened.
Right.
I'm telling people something that's already happened by the time they're hearing this.
I feel like we keep recording these like the day before something. So,
yeah,
I mean, you've been pushing it for a few weeks now, but
it's the 80s. It feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, because last time in the last episode, we had Doug Gillard from Guided by Voices and Not a Surf and also a brilliant solo artist. And then that night we saw, you can say it, Chris.
Guided by Voices.
That's right. We saw.
I got nervous. I thought maybe I said the wrong band name.
You thought it was going to be a trick question. No, we did see Guided by Voices. And how many times have you seen that Guided by Voices?
I've seen them a bunch now. I saw them right before they broke up the initial time in like 2004 or something. And then
I probably saw them right around then too.
Yeah, and then when they got back together in like 2011, I saw them like 5 or 6 times.
You mean with the classic lineup?
The classic lineup, yeah.
Wait, did they broke up for that long?
Yeah, they were done for like 6 or 7 years or something.
Really?
Yeah.
This is wild.
And then he brought that lineup back and they released like a bunch of albums in a very short period of time and then they broke up again.
Yeah, which I think, no offense to anyone in the classic lineup, but I think that was a good move.
I do too. I mean, after
so seeing I guess on... it's hard not to take offense at what I just said.
I mean, the lineup, we saw them on Friday. They were great. Doug Gillard, Kevin March.
Yeah. But the classic lineup, there's some very sloppy playing in that lineup.
I think that's kind of the point of it. But yeah, yes. I mean, it's, you know.
I don't accept sloppy playing. Mm-hmm. Ask anyone that's ever been in a band with me. The only one that gets away with sloppy playing is me.
You run a tight ship, I imagine.
I run it's very tight.
Yeah, the show was great. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Though I probably shouldn't be admitting this sort of thing publicly, but I think I've only seen an entire Guided by Voices concert once. Mm-hmm. I saw them on the Alien Lanes tour at Peabody's Down Under with Chavez.
Nice.
My buddy Matt Sweeney.
Oh, nice.
And
I love Chavez. I've seen them a few times too.
Yeah. And it was those two bands, as I recall, and I saw the whole show. But then since then, and I only think that I saw the whole show. I can't say for sure whether I did.
Mm-hmm.
I may not have, but I think I did.
How did they sound back then? Were they like a tight act, or is it kind of?
I think they were. Yeah, as I recall.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know who turned me on to Chavez? Our friend Patrick Salt Ryan.
Oh, yeah?
He was like, do you know Chavez? And I was like, no. He's like, you need to get into Chavez. And I did. And then they, I don't know if they ever broke up, but they played a couple shows like in New York City like shortly after. So.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but the other times Patrick Salt Ryan, we didn't, just for context, musician, mm-hmm. bartender, man about town, mm-hmm. Dearly departed, died a few years ago. Great man. But just for context, who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Guided by Voices, yeah. And you can edit. I'm rambling a little bit. I'm on a lot of medication. No. I've never lasted a full show since then.
Yeah.
To my knowledge.
They're which long.
It's not them, it's me.
Yeah.
I'm too, I rock. I like to think I rock, let's be clear. But, I have my limits. My ears start to go. Like at some point I'm like, I can't handle getting by an amplifier any longer.
And it's a lot of rocking. Yeah, it's weird because like the Grateful Dead will play for 3 hours, but they played maybe like three songs.
Yes,
3 hours, and then I think he said there were 57 songs on the set list last week. So
I left after 46 songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I looked at the set list for confirmation.
Yeah, and then I left about a half hour after you, and they were still playing. But I must not have missed.
That's not too much.
Yeah. It took me 2 hours to get home from there too. So
really?
Yeah. It's a long trek.
That 2 hours in one direction?
2 hours in one direction.
Oh my gosh. Does that include walking and stuff?
Yeah. It was pretty far from the train, and then, you know, it was in Sunset Park. And I live in Forest Hills. So it's a journey.
Don't say that out loud. Someone come and kill you. No. Yeah, let's confirm this. This is a bonus content for all the middle-aged white dudes listening. I stayed, and this is, maybe someone's going to be like, I can't believe you. But as I left, they were playing I Am a Scientist.
Yeah.
Which I know is a big hit. So what's wrong?
Yeah. I thought it was a little weird you were leaving during that song.
Power Move.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. I mean, they have so many great songs that I was like, you know what? I'm going to miss some great songs, but I'll see them again.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was like I kept saying, like, all right, I'll leave if I'm not really too familiar with the next song. And they just kept playing songs. Like, they played Glad Girls. They played, oh, man.
Wait, they played Glad Girls while you were there?
I think so. Oh, no. Well, not Glad Girls.
Because I was going to say.
No. Chasing Heather Crazy. No,
they played that way earlier. Because the last song, according to my intel, was Glad Girls.
Oh, maybe.
And if every middle-aged white guy listening right now isn't rock hard, then I'm not doing my job.
Well, I was there. Right after Teenage FBI. That's when I left. That was it. And it was great because someone started crowd surfing right during that song.
All right. Then you saw 50 songs.
Yeah.
All right. This all checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Off topic. I only say this because I was looking up their set list on the website, which is also called Setlist. And there was a picture of Bon Jovi, which awakened a recent memory, which is to say just a few days ago. There's a restaurant in my neighborhood where I don't want to say what restaurant it is, because I don't want everyone going there and trying to. But I've seen Elvis Costello in there.
Yeah.
few times. And so I was talking to someone. I was at the restaurant the other day, and I was just making conversation. I said, "Hey, has Elvis Costello been in lately?" So I haven't seen them there in a couple months, maybe. Mm-hmm. And they said, "No." And then I said, "Oh," and I was asking, "Oh, how often does he come?" They said, "At least twice he has been there with," and you'll never guess who.
Can I guess?
Yeah, guess. You'll be here. You'll be guessing all day.
Maury Povich.
Oh, that's it. It was Maury Povich. No, you're close. What's your next guess?
Man. Felicia Rashad.
Not bad. No, John Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah, I should have.
Isn't that surprising? You wouldn't think that Elvis Costello and John Bon Jovi are hanging out together, but you'd be wrong if you thought they didn't hang out, because they apparently do.
That's an unlikely duo there.
So, like, you know, some people are going to say, what's the big deal, Dave? They're both world-famous musicians.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never guess that they would be buddies, but I guess they are. That's weird. That just rocks my world.
Well, can we mention your new friend? Can we get into that or no?
Yeah, we can. It was hinted at. I saw TLC last week. They played a private show in New York City, and through crazy circumstances, I ended up getting to go to the show, and I met TLC, the living, mm-hmm. Chili and T-Boz. Mm-hmm. At least the Left Eye Lopez is no longer with us, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But and it was amazing.
And imagine how many people were there.
It was at the PlayStation Theater, which holds however many people that holds. What
That's
is that?
Big.
Yeah. I don't know.
I want to say at least 1,000.
Maybe. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But it was full and everyone. And I went, let me be clear, by myself. And which I go to shows all the time. Hey, Lou Bear, we're podcasting. Good girl. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us safe. I'm in the middle of a TLC-based story, Lucy. Two things, and she's 4.5 now, roughly, and she's stepped up her security game considerably. Uh-huh. And the other game that she has stepped up is pee sniffing.
Oh yeah,
can't get enough of this stuff. Just peeing. If something is covered in pee, she wants it, basically.
Which is most of the pavement in New York City.
Yeah. So, she's all about it. But, so I went by myself, and I love TLC, and they were just playing T-ball with the hits all night long. Not unlike God of My Voices. And so my week was bookended, as discussed. With TLC and GBV. And I challenge anyone out there to tell me they have seen TLC and Guided by Voices
in the same week.
In the same week as I have. Probably no one on Earth.
Yeah, you might be the only person ever.
But, and it's worth what I was going to say about the Guided by Voices show, aside from it was also great, was. Both shows, not to brag, VIP treat, which I enjoy. Yeah. As a Z-list celebrity, I do enjoy special treatment whenever I can get it. So, but this is what drove me crazy at the Guided by Voices show, is because I always think, like, if people are in the VIP section, and I wasn't even sure I wanted to go in the VIP section because it just kind of puts you up a little higher and on the side, and then everyone mm-hmm. can see you. Not that anyone gives a shit about yeah. me, but you know, I like to blend in the crowd, and then you're like, look at me, I'm in the VIP section. I don't like to be in a VIP section in that way where people can be like, you son of a bitch,
right
give me the finger or whatever. But the one thing that always mystifies me with people in the VIP section, as I so often am, Chris, is I always think people are going to be like pretty reserved and not take out their phones and take video of the show, because I think it's disrespectful right. to the artist and for everyone else trying to watch the show. Mm-hmm. But sure enough, it happens all the time.
And I was surprised by that. I was like, oh, maybe they hired them to film it. But
yeah,
I don't think that was the case.
No one hires someone to film something on a phone, and if they did, right. they get ripped off.
Yeah.
But totally. When it was driving me crazy, because every time God of My Voices would play like one of their more popular songs, like two or three middle-aged white dudes would stand up and giddily film the whole song on their phone. Like
ruining the perfect view that we had too.
Yeah, it wasn't ever going to get better. Yeah, they were getting in our way. And then also like, when are you going to watch this? Never. Yeah. Just enjoy yourself.
It's going to sound like shit too.
Yeah. Ugh. Ugh, I'm enraged. I'm enraged all over again. Anyway.
What other VIP sections have you been in?
Oh, name a VIP section, Chris, and I have VIP'd in it. Guns what do you mean? No.
Just a band, I guess.
What else? Oh, band?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to say. Was the VIP treatment as a result of, like, I don't know. I saw Ghost in the VIP section.
Ooh.
I saw, I don't know, pretty much any time I go to most venues in New York. I mean, come on. Z-list celebrity rolling up to a show in New York, usually. But I don't know, you know, because I'm a man of the people, Chris, I don't always stand in the VIP section.
Yeah.
Even have access to the VIP section.
Yeah. Because it's fun to just go there and, you know, have a seat if you have to.
If you can. You know, I'm getting on in my years. Mm-hmm. I like to have a seat when I can.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But I don't know. A lot of shows. But, you know, it's only because I know people who work at venues. It's not because yeah. it's not even because of my Z-list celebrity. And I know people in the bands and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's,
again, very little to do with my Z-list celebrity, which sometimes, is global.
Sometimes you are in the band.
Sometimes I am in the band. For better or for worse. But enough about all that.
Speaking of, you have, Witch Taint is playing some more shows, right?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Witch Taint is playing November 22nd at Mercury Lounge over there on Hobson Street in New York City with the Chris Lee Band. Our buddy Chris used to have a band called Supergroup. He still does, actually. And so his solo band is going to play with us. And then we're playing December 18th at St. Vitus.
Nice.
And then the full album comes out Valentine's Day of next year on TP Records.
Awesome.
Sons of Midwestern Darkness.
I can't wait.
Boom.
I've been listening to it a lot over the past few months, but
don't get sick of it.
No, I won't. Be hard to.
It has it all.
I think Valentine's Day, that's a good day to release it too.
Valentine's Day Massacre, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. So yeah, that's exciting. And then start my book tour next week. And then I'll be over in the UK in November doing some stand-up shows. And there you have it. What do you got coming down the pike?
Oh, my buddy Matt Reiser and I, we are doing a Halloween show on Halloween night, and we got permits to do this out in Union Square.
Oh, I love it already.
We're going to do this really weird stand-up showcase out there. At 6 p.m. Halloween night, Union Square. Just look for the guy dressed in makeup and he's like screaming at people.
And, will that be you, Chris?
That won't be me. I'm just helping organize it.
Oh, but, okay.
But it's going to be really fun. I know Carmen LaGala is going to be on it from, she's been on Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Frank Conniff is going to do a set from Mystery Science Theater.
Excellent.
So if you're looking for something to do before you go to the parade or to, a costume party or whatever, that should be really fun.
And you're going to be right in the thick of it. That's bold. Good for you.
Well, we found out it's not that hard to get a permit to do like an outdoor performance somewhere, like with an amplifier. So, we just kind of jumped on it.
I look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll swing by Guitar Center, then I'll cruise over to your show.
Oh, yeah.
What else do we have on the docket? I have some, I don't know if we want to do the crime blotter now, but I have some crimes locked and loaded.
Let's do it.
Because, all right. This is the crime blotter in which we take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happen to have taken place in northeastern Ohio. That's right, where I'm from. Are you ready, Chris?
I am, yeah.
Brecksville, Ohio. Sounds like paradise, doesn't it?
How far away is that from your hometown?
No idea. No, I don't know. I would say about 20 minutes, 25 minutes from where I grew up in University Heights, mm-hmm. The mean streets of University Heights.
Mm-hmm.
So, speeding duct-taped car leads police to Akron man with warrant. I could have told you that. Whenever you see a car that's duct-taped, you know crime is going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's it. I shouldn't make such judgments. But warrant on Interstate 77 on September 6th. That's roughly almost a month ago. It's an old case. Police observed a speeding tan SUV. Who gets a tan SUV? That's gross. Like a big Ace bandage going down the highway.
My parents had a tan SUV in the 90s.
Really? Did it have like wood paneling on it or anything?
No, it wasn't like a minivan. It was like a legit SUV, but it was like that gross tan color.
Ugh. Okay. Speeding tan SUV on Interstate 77. The officer said the Chevrolet Blazer. Is that what your parents had?
No, I think it was a Plymouth.
Okay. Had duct tape covering a side window. When the officer approached the SUV, he noticed that the sunroof was also heavily duct taped. The Akron driver, who was shaking and nervous, none of this is good, said the Blazer belonged to his mother. He said the duct tape was due to previous broken windows that had occurred during theft attempts. I'm not buying it. The officer also noted that the driver's door was bolted shut. This guy is firing on all cylinders. When told that the man could go on his way if his license came back clean, the driver admitted that he didn't have one. It turned out he had a warrant from the Bath Township Police Department. He was arrested and held for transport. Wow. I don't know.
Driver without a license.
I'm kind of rooting for him. Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Mm. But I hope he's okay.
I have a confession to make, actually.
Oh, my God. I know. This is chilling. What are you going to say?
My wife and I, we went camping a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was amazing. We had a great time. It was super fun. And we had like the whole campground to ourselves, so it was even better.
What do you do when you go camping?
See, that's what I was concerned about, because like there's hiking, which is fun. But outside of that, I was like, what are we going to do? And then we got there, we set up and everything, and it was like, you know, we cooked dinner, and then we just like sat around a fire. And like you're basically just hanging out in the woods. That's all camping is.
And you just talk and stuff?
Yeah, you just talk.
Have chit-chat?
Chit-chat. We made s'mores. We told ghost stories. All the classics.
Just the two of you told ghost stories to each other?
Yeah, and then we found some podcasts that are just like meant to be listened to around a campfire.
I love it.
That was fun. And then but anyway, we drove up there, and I realized my license expired back in April. Mm-hmm. This did not occur to me until the night before we were going camping. And, you know, we're borrowing my parents' car, and I was like, well, I don't want to tell my wife this because she's going to not want to get in the car with me. So I just kept it from her, told her the second that we dropped the car back off. I was like, hey, you know, my license has been expired this whole time.
Oh, my gosh. Was she enraged?
No. She was like, I'm glad you didn't tell me because I would have been pissed.
When did your license expire?
Back in April.
Oh, April, May. June, July, August. Yeah.
I looked it up.
You have 6 months.
Yeah. Well, that, and, but it's also like the fines are, it's like a $75 fine. Like you don't go to jail or anything.
Wouldn't have been the end of the world.
Yeah. So I was like, if I get pulled over, then I'll just, you know, whatever, pay the fine.
Yeah. But, so you were past the 6 month limit?
I think so, yeah.
Cause I was renting a car and my license was expired, and the guy was like, your license is expired. And I said, well, no, I have 6 months. He said, no, you don't. It's expired. And I said, no, you have 6 months from expiration to renew it. Uh-huh. And he says, well, why does it have the expiration date then? Like he was just having a debate.
Yeah.
He didn't know. And I was like, I understand your concern. However, I come to you today as a man who has researched the subject, and you will rent me a car today, good sir. And
then did it work?
Like, yeah, he was like, oh, okay.
Oh my God, that's like a Jedi mind trick.
Well, I was just like, yeah, I know.
Are you sure it's 6 months? I thought when I looked it up, it said 60 days.
Oh, it might be. Who knows? Whatever it was.
You got away with it.
Whatever it was, I was in the right, and I just said, I figured this might happen, but let me tell you, you're wrong.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I generally don't keep things for my wife, but I was like, but this is going to ruin the whole trip if I tell her. She's not going to want to get in the car with me.
Couldn't she just drive, or she doesn't drive?
Her license expired as well, like a while ago, and so really she's to blame too.
Sounds like she's to blame as much as you are. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion. Sounds like you both better get your shit together real fast.
I know. Well, it's like we drive maybe twice a year, so it doesn't even occur to me.
Yeah, I could see that. Do you want to hear another crime?
Yeah.
This one, I'm not even sure what to make of this, but it's in University Heights, where I'm from. Two men arrested for setting tree lawn fire on the University Heights police blotter, criminal damaging, Warrensville Center Road. This, without question, had to have been right near where I grew up, because Warrensville Center Road only goes like half a mile in either direction in University Heights. So walking distance to my home. So this is beyond chilling. At 1:15 a.m. September 29th, a few short days ago, police received a report of a brush fire burning on a tree lawn. Officers investigated and arrested two men for setting the fire. Charged with criminal damaging were a Mentor man, 21, and a Wadsworth resident, who are currently living near the location of the fire. No, I'm not a detective. Anyway, I think they were college students.
Yeah.
Attending John Carroll University. They probably live there and were like, hey, we're drunk. Let's set a fire on the tree lawn. See where that gets us. That's what I think probably happened if I had to. Also, in the photo of the place where I'm reading this, there's a photo of the University Heights police, like an SUV car they use, I guess, to patrol the mean streets of University Heights where I grew up. Mm-hmm. I swear to you, Chris, I know this is commonplace now, but when I was in high school, they didn't have, all police cars were just cars. Do you remember this?
Like, yeah, they were just like regular, like, Toyotas.
Yeah, they didn't have,
like, SUVs. Yeah.
And when I was, I swear, in high school, I was like, you know what? The police should get SUVs because that will scare people more.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, here we are, 2019. What are they doing? SUVs.
They are scary. They're intimidating. I think it's the height.
Yeah, you see them and you're like, oh my God. That could be a mom bringing her kids home from school or... but every, I mean, granted, SUVs are everywhere now. Let's be clear.
Uh-huh.
Still. But let's see if I can find another chill. I need it better. Let's be honest, Chris.
No.
These crimes have kind of sucked so far.
Gotta find one that involves, like, public intoxication or something. Or theft. I always like the theft ones. I'm always fascinated by the lengths people go to steal things, and it's usually like, it's nothing big. It's always like, you know, like a steak from a supermarket or something.
Mother-son duo nabbed in church and purse snatching spree.
Here we go.
Ooh, a mother and a son. I mean, that you get it already in the headline, but I think this might interest you. Trick or treat. Suspect skedaddles with Skittles. Middleburg Heights police blotter. Middleburg Heights, lovely place to grow up. Theft, Bagley Road. Police went to Speedway, that's a gas station, at 10 p.m. September 15th on a report of a man who repeatedly walked into the gas station and left carrying boxes of items. As police arrived, they found the suspect's car leaving the premises. Police followed and stopped the car on Interstate 71, excuse me, where the suspect was the front seat passenger. He admitted to stealing several boxes of candy from the gas station. The man also had an outstanding warrant. The store manager initially was unaware of any theft, but when she looked among the shelves, she noticed several boxes of candy missing. The missing candy, and this is, oh boy. Get ready for it. She noticed several boxes of candy missing. The missing candy included Skittles, Milky Way, Sweet Tarts Rope Bites, Hershey Milk Chocolates, Butterfingers, and Gummy Lifesavers.
That's...
I don't mean... Those candy... Hershey Milk Chocolates and Butterfingers are the only ones on that list that don't suck, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a weird selection. I would have gone for... some Sour Patch Kids.
Those suck too, come on.
No, they don't.
Well, I mean, I'm like into, you know, Kit Kat, Snickers, Heath Bar, Butterfinger, as mentioned.
Chocolate.
Chocolate, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
So, but, holy smokes. Holy smokes.
I hope he doesn't have kids. All the candy was just for himself.
Who would do that? What kind of monster is out there?
I don't know, man.
Sometimes
you gotta stock up on candy and payday's not for another couple weeks, so.
I guess.
Do you get trick-or-treaters in the village?
Not me personally, but, yeah, they're out there. I mean, I don't know where they go. They go to, like...
Go to, like, delis and stuff, right?
Yeah, and, like, people sit on their front steps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, people do it. Just not me personally.
Yeah. Because
of my hatred of children. No, I don't know. I would do it, but I just, let me be clear. I don't, I would, but, yeah.
Do you dress up for Halloween?
Sometimes I know this is going to make me sound like I'm not the funnest guy alive, but I think because I perform so much that I don't, by the time Halloween rolls around, I'm kind of like, oh, I got to put something on again. I feel like I'm always, you know, wearing costumes as it were. So I don't always, I'm not like crazy about it. How about you?
I don't think I have the past couple of years, but yeah, usually my wife and I would do something.
I don't dislike it. I'm just like crazy about it. Not crazy.
We were Wayne and Garth one year. That was fun.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. See, the problem in the past is I've lost some weight, but in the past, it's like anytime I picked a costume, it was like I'm this character plus 50 pounds, you know, like I'd be like Han Solo plus 50 pounds. And it's just kind of depressing. So
you lost 50 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How did you do it?
I stopped drinking alcohol.
That's all you did?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's wild.
I know. Well, when you work in a bar.
Yeah, there's just stuff to drink. Though
a lot of beer.
I don't work in a bar, but I seem to find stuff to drink.
Mm-hmm.
As well. But wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
I didn't realize you had lost that much.
Yeah, it was about a year ago, and I've kept it off.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Kudos.
Yeah, when we first met, I think I was at my peak.
Really?
Like 5 years ago? Yeah.
I mean, I've certainly noticed weight loss. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize it was that substantial.
Yeah. Yeah, I was 225 at my peak. It seems crazy.
But... So you're just a tiny little man now.
Kind of.
So you weigh 175 now?
Yeah, you know, I go up to 180 sometimes, but it's usually between 175, 180.
You're just a tiny little fella.
Uh-huh. How much do you weigh? Do you want to say? You're taller than me.
I don't mind saying that. I don't know. I think I probably weigh... I only weigh myself once a year. I probably weigh like 168 or 70 or something.
Really?
I had to guess. I mean, that's about roughly what I was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I think I probably weigh roughly the same. The lowest I've weighed was like 160, but I was too skinny.
Yeah.
Everyone was really worried.
Does Dave have a cocaine problem or what?
Everyone's like, oh my God.
TMZ was all over you.
Oh, everybody. No, I went on a diet and then I just didn't know like what I weighed. And then I woke up one day and I was like, oh, that's probably too much.
What's your peak?
I probably like 190.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. But who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know because you weren't keeping track. Yeah.
I wasn't really but I'm guessing maybe like 190. I don't know. I was like, I was getting bigger and not realizing how big I was getting. I guess, because, you know, it's hard to say, you know, when you're just like drinking beer and eating ice cream all the time.
Yeah.
And then one day you're like, oh, none of my clothes fit.
Yeah, that's the worst. This is the best part about losing weight is all these clothes you had to stop wearing, you can now wear again.
Yeah, you're like, I can wear any sexy little outfit I have. Anything around the house. Just slap it on. Start prancing about. Don't mind if I do.
Bust out the skinny jeans.
Oh yeah.
We have some listener questions. Should we go through?
Let's answer those. Yeah, okay. Because we're getting. Where does the time go?
Mm.
We're getting there.
So we put a call out in the Facebook group, Dave Hill's Facebooking Incident, which everyone should join.
Yeah. Also, please rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah.
And support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/Dave Hill.
So the first question comes from Jenny Weinert. She says, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Did we even mention?
I don't think we did.
We've been talking for almost coming up on 50 minutes, and we forgot to mention that it's, yeah, been 1 year since
we relaunched.
Dusted off, yeah, Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident and brought it back to an unsuspecting and occasionally uninterested public.
Yeah.
But
it's been a wild ride.
Oh, it's totally wild ride.
Mm-hmm.
Unpredictable.
Yeah. I feel like the show has evolved. It's become something different than it was. It's become its own thing.
Yeah. It's been a different sort of acquired taste.
Yeah.
The common thread is it's still not for everybody. This much we know.
Yeah.
It's quite, you know, in keeping with everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
Not for everybody.
Well, thank you, Jenny. That wasn't a question.
But. Thank you, Jenny. That was just a... does Jenny have a last name, can we say?
Jenny Weinert.
Oh, thank you, Jenny Weinert.
All right, here's a question from Wade Snook. Wade says, hi, Dave.
Oh, that son of a bitch. I'm sorry, go ahead.
He says, hi, Dave. I often see you posting videos on Instagram of yourself running. What are you running from, Dave?
Oh, that's a really good question. Death, I guess, maybe. My inner voice.
Yeah.
The scary inner voices, I think, maybe.
Do you run every day?
No. I wish I did, but because of my four-legged roommate.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, because, you know, I spend so much time exercising her that it kind of cuts into my own running time. But when I travel, when I'm on the road, I do run, you know, but when I travel, I run quite a bit because I don't have her with me. So
yeah,
it gives me the time to do it. So, and my favorite thing to do, I don't want to say favorite because I actually kind of hate it, is to go running in a different town, and especially a new city. And that way you can kind of, you know, check out a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a good way to see a new city.
In a fast way, you know, you run out and you're like, oh, because it, you know, you're moving faster than when you're walking. It's just science.
Yeah, I usually like to bike in a new city because that's a good way.
Same thing. So, yeah, cruise around, and then you make little notes. Be like, oh, I would like to stop back here for a hot toddy later. Or whatever. Doesn't have to be a hot toddy. Can be. That sort of thing. So I'm going to be in Canada next week, and I'm just going to be running like the wind.
Where in Canada?
I'm going to Toronto and Montreal next week.
Oh. Yeah, I love Montreal.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city.
Mm-hmm.
Beauteous.
That should be fun.
Totally.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, but thank you, Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Well, Wade asked that question.
Oh, wait. Oh, I know, but fuck him. No, just kidding. Thank you, Wade. I don't know if I answered it, really, but...
Yeah, no, you did.
I said stuff after it was asked, and that's really all...
That's all we have to do, really. Okay. I'm probably going to get this name wrong, but Gabor Antelix, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Of Philadelphia and surrounding areas.
He asks, David, is it true that an American elk is just a Canadian moose with a college education?
I think that checks out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say so. That's true.
How is an elk different from a moose? Is it the...
No one knows. I mean, I'm going to go antlers on that one. And also, elk moose difference.
They look identical.
The moose has a long bulbous nose. Yeah. With a bell. And yeah, they're not the same animal, I think, is the answer.
Yeah.
Basically. Are moose and elk. Moose is the largest of all deer. So I guess a moose is a kind of deer. All right. I didn't fully know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either. I
thought it was his own sassy, brassy thing, but I stand corrected. So there we go. But yeah, if you look up pictures of a moose and a deer together, or no, a moose and an elk, I should say, you realize it's insane to think that they are the same animal.
Yeah.
Could not be more different.
Yeah.
All right, we got one last question here.
We really nailed that one.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Gabor.
Michael Lawless.
Michael Lawless of Queens?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember his dangerous snake's name. I believe it's Michael who hates the law so much it's in his name, damn it. How's that for hating laws?
That sounds pretty right on.
Yeah. That's just from memory. I'm not sure.
That sounds pretty right. I mean,
he's a good man. Michael asks, any plans for Metal Grasshopper Season 2 on YouTube or a podcast version?
Oh, that's a really good question. Metal Grasshopper, for the listener who may be unaware, is a web series I did, I'm guessing, when would it have been?
That was a while ago, right?
2014, maybe? No. I don't know. 2014 or 13?
Mm-hmm.
It was a while ago. It was me and Phil Anselmo from Pantera and Down and Superjoint Ritual and Philip Anselmo, H. Anselmo and the Illegals. He has multiple, and N Minor. He has many bands.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did this web series, I would like to do it again. I don't know that it'll happen given our schedules and we're both busy doing different stuff, but, who knows? Anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
We have talked about doing it again, but, probably just come down to when our schedules, the stars align. I had a super fun time doing it, and to this day, people literally all over the world come up to me,
yeah,
and say how much they enjoy it. So, I was just in Paris, France, for example, and I was usually within the context of like being at a metal show. So that's usually more often where right. It would happen. But I was at a show in Paris, and a guy came up and he said, excusez-moi, and said how much he liked Metal Grasshopper. So, anyway, so who knows? No plans at the moment, but maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe down the line. Who knows? Life's crazy. Do we have any more hot questions?
That's it, actually.
All right. Well, we're probably...
I think we're right there.
We're probably right there. Should probably give you a little... you know what's crazy? Before we go, let's say thank you for everyone for listening, and thank you, Chris, as always.
Mm-hmm.
We got to encourage everyone to listen to our other podcasts, History Fluffer, and also the new one, So You're Canadian, the podcast on which I only talk to Canadian people. And that's on the Maximum Fun Network. Please rate, review, and subscribe to all three of these podcasts. And don't listen to any other podcasts. No, you should listen whenever you want. And then support us if you can at Patreon, patreon.com/Dave Hill. And then by the time you hear from us next on this podcast, my book, Parking the Moose, will be available in all formats. Well, hardcover and audiobook.
There's still time to pre-order, right? And get those numbers up.
Yep. And so please do all of that stuff. And yeah, pick up the book, buy several copies for your loved ones, and even some people you're not exactly crazy about. But in order now, so I need to make a bestseller list before I die, just so I can feel I've done something while on Earth.
Can I make a prediction? I think you're going to do it.
Oh, that's a nice prediction. Thank you, Chris.
I think it's going to happen.
Maybe. Yeah. The good thing is, this being my third book, my expectations are realistic. I know my place in this world. I've come to accept that what I do on all platforms is not for everybody. But it's for enough people.
Well, your last two books were great.
Well, thank you
so much. So I think, you're going to be on a roll. I'm only halfway through the new one, but...
But it's a real page turner, I bet.
It's great. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. It really takes a wild turn.
I can't wait. End.
It's like M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, really?
Of books, yeah. Parking the Moose. Go get it, please.
Yes.
All right.
Should we go out on Parking the Moose, the song?
Oh, let's do it. Let's play Parking the Moose, the song. One more time. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Okay. Goodbye.
We did it.
Parking the Moose. It's my book about Canada. No matter where you are, I think you should read it. Parking the Moose. My grandpa was from Canada, so I decided to uncover my incredible Canadian roots. I traveled through Canada near and far. I ate more poutine than 10,000 rocket rochards. That's a lot of cheese curd. Parking the Moose. It's my book about Canada. It's a fascinating country. It's easy to see. I could have written 50 chapters on just Geddy Lee.
my book about Canada. No matter.
Beef!
I nailed it.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.